Welcome to the West Coast Project Podcast. It's Friday, April 25th, and my name is Mike. Today, I have a friend visiting Chicago, so I thought I'd talk a little bit about what I would do if I had a weekend free in Chicago. The very first thing I would do is try to get as much free time as I could away from my job. Try to pull some sort of Ferris Bueller's deal where you can get free from your obligations and have time to go see some cool stuff. We'll call this one Ferris Julia. So what I'm going to describe is if you do have that time, don't try to do this if you have an hour and you got to be back at your hotel. Chicago's a big place and there's a lot to do, and you want to make sure you're free enough that you can enjoy it and not be rushed through it. So if you have a day or you have some time, a stretch of time where you can go downtown, that's the very first thing I would do. Get on the train. The train from the O'Hare Airport is the Blue Line. It goes right into the airport. It stops in a number of places along the way. But about 15 or 20 stops in, the best way to get downtown is to go all the way to the Clark and Lake Station. This is a super station. It's right in the downtown loop area of downtown Chicago, where all of the other trains and buses and stuff cross, so it's a pretty big station. And from this Clark and Lake Station, you can get anywhere you want to go. The Chicago River is about a block north of that station. You can walk to it. Also, a very cool place to go is Michigan Avenue. I would totally go to Michigan Avenue and check out the stores and the restaurants and the architecture and everything. Walk to Michigan Avenue. It's 5 or 6 blocks to the east. Just look at your iPhone or whatever your compass is on your smartphone. Go east. Go east or north. If you go north, you'll see the river. Then turn east. You can walk along the river. That's really cool. But get yourself to Michigan Avenue. You can see with the water tower and the Wrigley Building and all kinds of cool stuff. But mostly the cool glitter and glitz of Michigan Avenue is kind of like the Times Square of Chicago. So when you get to Michigan Avenue, turn north. If you're walking to the east and you hit Michigan Avenue, that means you're going to turn left. So walk up Michigan Avenue and check out the stores, shops, restaurants, and the people walking around. It's really a cool place. You'll be able to see the lake from parts of Michigan Avenue as you look farther east. It's a little bit farther to the east. As you go north on Michigan Avenue, you would actually get to the beaches, but that's pretty far north. It's another 9 or 10 blocks north. And you can walk it. It's not too bad. You can make it that far north. But if you want to just go east and see the lake, you can keep walking down one of the streets to the east and see Navy Pier and the harbor and all that stuff on the lakefront if you want to check that out. What I would do if I had a weekend day, what I would do is I'd get my ass over to Wrigley Field and watch a Cubs game. But they may or may not be in town. You may or may not be a sports fan. But if you're not going to do that, the second thing I would do is take an architecture tour, a boat tour on the Chicago River. These are usually scheduled pretty regularly on the weekends. And you can find information. I'll post a couple numbers for getting reservations and just checking out these boat tours. They go right down the Chicago River, and you see all kinds of cool architecture, of which Chicago is a huge center of architecture and historical architecture. It's very cool. After Michigan Avenue stores and architecture, the next thing I would do if I had a couple hours free is go to the Art Museum, the Art Institute, which is on South Michigan Avenue. So it's a little bit the other way, south from where you are on the north part of Michigan Avenue with all the shops and stores. You can also walk to this or take a cab. It's 1100 South Michigan Avenue. You can spend a whole day in the Art Institute and not see the whole thing. It's a very cool spot. Walking around it, you can have a picnic lunch or whatever if the weather's nice, and just check out, again, the architecture, and just being in the midst of the city is really cool in this part of town. If you have more time, I would go to the museums, the real museums like the Field Museum or the Museum of Science and Industry. Also near these parts of the lakefront are the Shedd Aquarium. You can see some cool shark exhibits there. There's a planetarium. And you can see all kinds of really cool stuff at these museums. We're going through things now that are starting to take up a lot of time, though. So I would prioritize, first of all, for me, Wrigley Field. That may not be for everyone. It should be because it's like a national treasure. But beyond that, Michigan Avenue North, shopping the stores, hit the Hancock Building. You can go up and take a look from the top floors of the Hancock Building. That's all on Michigan Avenue. Just shopping, looking at stores, restaurants. Then I'd take the architectural tour, the boat tour on the Chicago River. I would go to Navy Pier. All these things so far you can walk to from that Clark and Lake station. Then I would go south to the Art Institute. You can walk to that. It's a little bit farther of a walk, but you can still make it, or you can just take a short cab ride. And then the museums. The Shedd Aquarium and Planetarium are 5th and 6th, whatever numbered those would be in that priority. But that's my trip to Chicago on a wing, on a short weekend, and steal some time away from those cruel bosses. And the cool music is Chicago, the band Chicago, from one of their very first albums. And in fact, I think it's their first album, Chicago Transit Authority, which they shortened their name from to make the name Chicago. Have fun.